Hi, Pete Phillips here. I'm talking to Pete Brazier at the end of the Media Lit 11 course that we're bidding here at St. John's College in Durham. Hi, Pete.
Hi.
So how have you found Media Lit?
It's been an interesting, challenging week. Lots of fascinating things to think about and lots to carry on into future ministry, I think.
You were kind of attacked, weren't you, by Reverend Aaron Arora when he did the interviewing technique thing. How did you find that as a guinea pig?
Quite scary. I crumbled quite horribly at one moment. Was quite pleased to pull it back together, but it was, I think, really useful, practical educational experience in that I had all the theory right in front of me. I knew what I was meant to say and said the wrong thing. So actually having that experience was a really useful thing.
That's really good. Another thing that you did is do a presentation of a creative piece that you've created. Abon de Bushmeyer?
It's near enough. Abon de Bushmeyer is how I pronounce it. Yep. Which is the Lord's Prayer, basically, in Aramaic or Syriac, it's using lots of trance music and abstract visuals, and really talks about, apart from being an expression of the Lord's Prayer, it's also talking about incomprehensibility and how things look outside of the church and whether people can understand what we're talking about.
Okay, so where can people find this piece of art that you've created?
It's on YouTube. My channel is The Big Fish Cafe, and it's one of the videos on there.
Remind us of the name again?
The Big Fish Cafe.
No, the name of the piece.
Right, it's Abon de Bushmeyer.
Okay, so I'm sure you've all got that. So what else have been the highlights of the week for you then, Peter?
Lots of challenging conversations and really diverse opinions about different subjects and working out how to work sensitively with people who are coming from totally different angles on the same subject. And people who would, I think, often agree about things outside of media or outside of the internet are kind of drawn into very different viewpoints when it comes to technology and mass media and things that are thrown up into the public arena, and that's been a really interesting experience.
Okay, and so would you recommend Media Lit 12 for anybody?
Absolutely, yeah, go for it. It's well worth doing.
Okay, thank you very much, Pete Brazier, @PBrazier on Twitter. Thanks a lot. Bye bye.